You're listening to Boat Radio. I'm Carolyn Sherlock. Welcome to the Boat Galley.
If you take a daily prescription and are thinking of cruising more than a week or two at a time, one of your logistical questions is probably how you'll get your meds. The good news is that there are ways to do it. The bad news is that it will likely involve more hassle, planning ahead, and possibly greater expense than getting meds at your house. And also, please note that I'm talking as an American. Other nationalities may have different options and different experiences. Over the years, Dave and I have used a number of different techniques. How exactly you'll do it will be affected by whether you're cruising in the U.S. or overseas. Are your medications covered by insurance? Does your insurance company have a mail-order pharmacy? How much more does it cost to get your medications at a local pharmacy as opposed to the mail order? How expensive is it to just pay for your meds out of pocket versus the insurance copay? And if you're going to a foreign country, is your prescription available there? How much does it cost? Is it difficult to get? Whatever the situation, don't wait until the last minute to get a refill. We've had it take as much as 3 weeks to get a prescription filled, and once in Mexico, discovered that a certain medication wasn't available at all. Remember, every insurance company, prescription, and country is different. I'm giving general information. You're going to have to check on the specifics as they apply to your situation. This will at least give you a starting point. Okay, as an American in the United States, there are very few times in the U.S. that you'll need more than a 90-day supply of medications. You'll almost always be back in a place where you can get more before you're out. If you do need more than a 90-day supply, I'll talk about that in leaving the U.S. It's basically the same in the U.S. Okay, your first option in the U.S. is to use your mail-order pharmacy and have the medications sent to a marina or a mail drop. This works best if you can be a little bit flexible about where you are and when. Contact the marina ahead of time to be sure they'll accept and hold a package. Order meds at the last minute so delays in your travel schedule don't result in you being 100 miles or more from where your drugs are being sent. This works best if you tend to stay in one place for a while. The second option is to use local pharmacies in your insurance network and transfer the prescription whenever you need a refill. Your doctor can usually write a prescription for a 90-day supply, even at a retail pharmacy. The cost is usually a little bit more than using a mail-order pharmacy, but there are no problems with getting the medications wherever you are. This is best if you're on the move. If you're leaving the U.S. and planning to cruise, say, the Bahamas or Canada for a few months, with the intention of returning to the U.S., you have to do a bit of advance planning, but it's generally not difficult. First of all, you have to have enough refills left on the prescription for the time period you need. Since you may have to switch from retail to mail order or vice versa, you may have to get a whole new prescription called or faxed in. This is one of those things that's almost a catch-22. My insurance company wouldn't even tell me the procedure for a vacation override without me having retails left at the retail pharmacy. Then, once I had that called in so I could get information, they told me I needed to get a new prescription faxed to the mail order. You'll have to ask your insurance company about the procedure to get what is called a vacation override. Use these specific words, vacation override. The terminology is important. It is basically asking for an early refill with the insurance company covering the cost of the refill. Every insurance company handles vacation overrides differently. You usually have to provide an itinerary. I draft up the date and place we intend to leave the U.S. and attach a copy of our U.S. Coast Guard documentation as proof that we do own a boat. Sometimes the insurance company will file the override through a retail pharmacy and sometimes through a mail order. Different insurance companies do different things. Dave's and mine are both different. You just have to ask, follow their rules, jump through the hoops. The insurance company will usually tell you something like, "You can't apply for an override more than 2 weeks before you're leaving." Well, twice now, it's taken closer to 3 weeks to get the approvals and then the refills. Once it was being done by a local pharmacy and they didn't have an adequate stock of a medicine on hand. Another time it just took longer to get it from a mail order pharmacy. Now we start about a month in advance of when we really intend to leave and create an itinerary that meets their requirements of a 2-week departure date. Most insurance companies will only allow you one vacation override per prescription per year. Some companies define a year as a calendar year. Some have it as a rolling 365 days. So what if you need more of a medicine than you can get pursuant to a vacation override or the insurance company declines your request? Yeah, they do that. I've had it happen. You can get additional refills from a local pharmacy, but you're going to have to pay for them out of pocket. The whole price. In Marathon, a jumping-off place for many cruisers heading to the Bahamas, Mexico, and the Caribbean, the local pharmacies are familiar with people wanting extra refills, and they are extremely good at finding discount programs for certain drugs. But beware, some drugs, even generics, are quite costly. This is one of the hidden expenses of cruising. If you're American and heading to Puerto Rico or the U.S. Virgin Islands, remember that these are U.S. territories and your insurance may work at local pharmacies. Also, there is U.S. mail service in both, and most mail order pharmacies will ship to both Puerto Rico and the U.S. Virgin Islands. Of course, also, anywhere you go, you can use local pharmacies and transfer your prescriptions. Okay, now comes the tougher part. If you are planning to cruise in foreign countries indefinitely, the situation is tough. There's no universal answer. If you have U.S. insurance, it is probably worthwhile to get as many refills as possible on trips back to the U.S. and get a vacation override if possible. This way you may be able to get up to 6 months of your medications covered by insurance. It is generally tricky to have prescriptions sent to you overseas. The rules vary by country, and you'll have to look up the regulations for the places you intend to travel. Our experience in Mexico was that the cost and delays of getting medications through customs just wasn't worth it. What about having friends who are visiting bring a refill to you? It is generally a customs violation to have prescriptions with someone else's name on them, and also to have a prescription that is not in its correct bottle. Yes, I know. What are the chances you'll be caught? Or they'll be caught. Well, do you really want to have a friend or relative put in jail over your prescription? I don't. So we just plain eliminated that option. That leaves getting your prescription wherever you are. Plan ahead. Don't leave things to the last minute until you know how things work locally. In Mexico, it was quite easy to get most of our medications even without a prescription, but not nearly as inexpensive as we had been told ahead of time. However, some medications, such as painkillers, even mild ones, are impossible to get without a local doctor's prescription. And most pharmacies cannot fill prescriptions for painkillers either. I also had to switch my cholesterol medicine, as the one I had been taking wasn't sold in Mexico. In the Bahamas, I'm told you can get medications by taking your prescription bottle to a local pharmacy, but it has to have valid refills left on it. Further, you have to be somewhere that there is a pharmacy or clinic, and they have to have access to your medicine. Many islands only have the bare minimum of access to meds and have to order them through the mailboat system. While there is a mailboat schedule, weather and breakdowns often mean that weeks can go by before items arrive. The next step is the medication has to be available at a pharmacy in Nassau, which supplies the mailboats. That's fine for common drugs, but not for less common or more expensive ones. I wouldn't count on getting refills anywhere in the Bahamas other than Nassau, and then only for fairly common prescriptions. You might get them elsewhere. It certainly can't hurt to try if you're desperate, but I wouldn't rely on easy availability. One more note. I wouldn't count on cruising guides having up-to-date information on getting drugs in foreign countries. If possible, check with cruisers who are currently where you're heading. The SSCA cruising station hosts are wonderful resources, as are many Facebook groups for cruising-specific areas. Just make sure that you're not getting outdated information, as things can change quickly. Also, in many countries, you will need a prescription from a local doctor in order to get a medication at a local pharmacy. I've heard, but I don't really know as a fact, that this is happening with certain prescriptions, even in Mexico. It used to be you didn't need a prescription, now you have to talk to a local doctor. That can add days or weeks to getting your medications, especially if it turns out you're going to have to switch drugs. Overall, start planning early and know exactly what drugs you take, know your amount, know your dosages, and be prepared to switch if you have to, if you are cruising outside the U.S. Until next time, then.
Our aim at Street Invest is to put a trustworthy adult into the lives of street children so that they can support them in creating the most positive paths for their lives in the future. We work around the world, working on the street with the children where they are. For such a large group of children, the amount of funding available is tiny. Really, the funding that keeps organisations like Street Invest going comes from individual donors. Street children are the most abused, neglected, violated children, yet they're also the most resourceful, responsive, and resilient children that we could have the honour of working with.
For more information or to make a donation, visit streetinvest.org.